is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, the suspect in the Charlie Kirk killing, facing seven counts, including aggravated murder that could see him sentenced to death if convicted. ABC's Lana Moise.
The case now sparking bipartisan calls to turn down the temperature of today's political debate. Former President Obama last night calling this an inflection point, saying the central premise of our democratic system is that we have to be able to disagree and have sometimes really contentious debates without resorting to violence.
A man in Pittsburgh ramming his car into the FBI office there this morning got out and ran and is still on the loose. King Charles preparing to welcome President Trump for Trump's second state visit to Windsor Castle. Israeli troops and tanks pushing deeper into Gaza City, the second day of a ground offensive that has toppled high-rise buildings and sent civilians running from tent camps where they had been sheltering. The Fed expected to cut interest rates at the conclusion of today's September meeting. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. A parent is suing the Sun Prairie Board of Education. The suit claims the board has held closed-door meetings without telling the public what would be discussed. That's in violation of the Wisconsin Open Meetings Law. The suit also alleges the district superintendent failed to take action on known staff misconduct and violations. A middle school teacher in Janesville is charged with sharing an explicit photo of his wife and allegedly sought to exploit children. A criminal complaint against 33-year-old Adam Teal says he was talking with an undercover federal agent online about having seen child pornography and having a desire to molest young relatives. And the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection is launching new consumer protection toolkits. Kits include information about common scams and frauds and the different types of scams out there. More information can be found on the DATCAP website. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 87 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop it down to the low 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another sunny, warm day with a high right around 85. You can get faster internet with more options and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Good Wednesday morning. Yes, we're halfway through the week. Here is Blondie. Call me on Max FM.
Call me, call me, call me anytime. Call me. his hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:11 on Wednesday morning. Yes, it is hump day. Yeah. Remember those commercials? Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. We have a slight chance of showers this morning, turning sunny and hot with a high at 86 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 62. Tomorrow afternoon, shower and thunderstorm chances. Just a small chance, mostly sunny with a high of 82. Thursday night, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms late into the evening. Mostly cloudy with a low of 58. Friday, slight shower and thunderstorm chances in the afternoon. Partly sunny with a high of 77. As we look ahead to the weekend, we do see shower chances back in the forecast. Highs in the 70s this weekend, almost near 80. And that continues into next week as well. Currently, it is 61 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day Building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. We want to let everyone know we have our big sale happening today over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Today,
you get an extra 15% off everything in the store. You just need to add everything to your cart, put in the call code FALL, F-A-L-L, and when you check out at maxfmbigdeals.com, you will get an extra 15% off everything in your cart today only with the code FALL, F-A-L-L. Shop local and save big at maxfmbigdeals.com. As I look out the window this morning, it's still pretty quiet. It's a little bit dark out there yet because, yes, the sun is not up. But, you know, they are already busy for the farmer's market right here in downtown Baraboo. They were setting up when I walked in the door this morning. So that shows you how dedicated they are. They will be ready to go at 8 a.m. right here on the 500 block of Oak Street in downtown Baraboo. I saw a lot of mums out there. So if you're looking for those fall mums, stop on down to get those. I know there will be fruits, vegetables, and some baked goods as well. I got a good chuckle this morning. I'm always looking for something interesting. And this one makes me somewhat giggle. And then I'm just a little bit in shock at some of the video footage that's in this as well. I remember this distinctly. In the 90s, an insurance company produced a safety film called It Only Takes a Second. It plays like an intro to a TV show, but it shows various home and work accidents. They don't pull any punches either. One of the most brutal things is a guy being crushed by work machinery, or there's a guy whose hand goes into the saw. And who gets the best actor award? Well, you can go Google it, but I mean, I'll play a little excerpt of this video. And I mean, this is from 1995, in case anyone's curious when it was. So, yes, that was a little bit of the video from the 1995 safety film called It Only Takes a Second. And you can go Google it if you want to watch it. You got to go get the Best Actor Award in there for some of it as well. And the ending says, it only takes a second to be safe. So, yes. So, for all those safety folks out there, you should go check this video out. You may get an interesting perspective of how they handled this in 1995. If anyone remembers this video, feel free to text me as well, 608-355-9970. Or you can text in via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse. Tap on 99.7 Max FM. Tap text and let me know if you remember that safety video. It only takes a second from 1995. And yeah, I'm going to go back and watch it one more time. I mean, some of the items in there are absolutely ridiculous, but some of the other stuff that was in there, I'm like, it was a little cringeworthy in my humble opinion. So, yeah, go check that out today if you have a chance to Google the 1995 It Only Takes a Second safety film. And for all those safety directors, yeah, you definitely want to check that out as well. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant on your Wednesday morning. Let's get back in a little bit of the music with Soft Cell, Tainted Love on Max FM.
So long ago.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant on your Wednesday morning. Don't forget, we have our sale over at Max FM, bigdeals.com. Shop local, save big. An extra 15% off in the store. Just use the code FALL. FALL when you check out at maxfmbigdeals.com. Save an extra 15% all day long. We want to make sure you can fall into savings over at maxfmbigdeals.com. Shop local and save big. Coming up, we will have a full look at our weather forecast and sports. I can tell you right now, it is pretty quiet outside the studio right now at the moment. A little bit of activity. Looks like they're doing farmer's market setup and someone's watering some of the plants downtown. No traffic delays in downtown Baraboo as I look outside the window as well. Now, this is interesting. A 24-year-old woman in Tampa got arrested for drunk driving after she drove the wrong way on the interstate and sideswiped a cop car. She tried to claim her husband was driving, but guess who wasn't in the car with her? Check out Christina Beal's wild conversation with police after they were able to stop her.
Go out the other side.
Do you realize that you're going the wrong way on the interstate?
On this interstate?
Yeah, do you see all these lights coming towards us? Look straight ahead.
No, I do.
Right.
Wait, I do.
You were going the wrong way.
My husband's walking me, driving me home. It's just really
what do you mean? You're driving home.
No, he's driving us home.
You were just driving.
No. I was driving. I was like in the, I was in the passenger seat.
Is there anyone else in that car?
No, yeah.
Yeah, there's no one else in the car.
No, okay, maybe not that specific clear, but there was like me and my husband were in one car.
So yeah, her mystery husband was in the car with her, but when they finally got her stopped after driving the wrong way, there was no husband in the car. So not sure who was in the car with her or who she perceived to be in the car with her. And the thing that kind of caught me was, on this interstate, where else were you driving, ma'am? Yeah, that was very interesting to hear that one. And, you know, it doesn't say what time of day it was or what charges she is facing. I was actually trying to go get a few more details about it because, I found the video online of this. That definitely looks interesting. And she was trying to blame her husband who was driving, who was not in the car. Her blood alcohol content measured a 0.199 and a 0.202, which are more than double the legal limit of 0.08 in Florida. So they have the same rules that we do. And she failed her field sobriety footage as or test as well, according to the footage. Not going to play the full video on here, but this happened on September 13th. And oh my, yeah, I can see why she was not going to pass that test. Wow. So you can go Google that if you want to see the actual footage of that. But moral of the story is, please don't drink and drive. There is a lot safer ways to get home, especially when you maybe have a spouse that could have been driving you actually home. And maybe just like Genesis a few minutes ago, she was in a land of confusion. We thank our morning show sponsor, Handy Harry LLC. Go check them out at handyharryllc.com. Get those fall projects lined up before the snow flies. You want to get those booked now because, you know, it is technically fall right now, even though we don't feel like that right now with all this summer temp. So go check them out, handyharryllc.com. We appreciate them being part of our morning show.
The cold weather will be here before you know it, and Handy Harry LLC can help you enjoy the inside of your home while it's cold outside. For more than 18 years, this locally owned and operated business has been helping you enjoy your home. Contact them today to discuss a fresh bathroom or kitchen update. Call their office in Baraboo at 608-370-9174 to find out more about their services, including remodeling, flooring, door installation, and so much more. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry LLC.
It's the annual Max FM Big Deals Fall Sale. Now through midnight, take an extra 15% off your entire order. No promo code, no gimmicks. Just massive savings on already discounted gift certificates from your favorite local spots. But don't wait. Supplies are limited, and when the clock strikes midnight, this sale disappears. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com right now and save big today with the Max FM Big Deals Fall Sale.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes Kate Porter, Physician's Assistant in Orthopedics. The most rewarding thing as a physician assistant is getting people back to the activities that they love to do. That is why I was drawn to the field of orthopedics, is there is usually a treatment that will improve the patient's condition to be able to return them to what they love to do. From active athletes all the way up to people that love to garden or play with their grandchildren.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
This is Dave Grant with your Max FM Sports Report. Tonight will be a night off for Baraboo High School Athletics, resuming on Thursday night with girls varsity golf at Watertown at 3 p.m., tennis at DeForest High School at 4:15 p.m. on Thursday for both the JV and varsity teams. Cross country resumes Thursday at 4:15 p.m. at Belleville High School, as well as 8th grade volleyball at the Reedsburg Webb Middle School at 4:30 p.m., and the 7th grade team will be playing at Reedsburg at 4:30 p.m. as well. We will see the JV soccer team playing Madison West High School at 5 p.m. on Thursday night. This is Dave Grant with your local Max FM Sports Report.
The Badgers try to regroup. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, after losing to Alabama, the Wisconsin Badgers hope to bounce back when they host the 3-0 Maryland Terrapins this Saturday. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on trying to turn around the program in the NIL portal transfer era.
Whether you're playing with three redshirt freshman offensive linemen or, you know, a lot of guys that, you know, their first time playing together with us, we have to make sure that we aren't just focused on the destination. Saturday will take care of itself.
NFL, the Packers have their first road game this week. Safety Xavier McKinney says they can't overlook the 0-2 Browns this Sunday in Cleveland.
I still think they got a good team. I think if you look at their roster of who they have on their team or what they can do, they got a lot of talent. It can turn around quickly for them.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and Angels tonight in game two of that series in Milwaukee. Brandon Woodruff gets the start. Last night, Freddy Peralta pitched six innings, allowed just one run, two hits, 10 strikeouts on the way to a 9-2 victory for the Crew. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 87 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop it down to the low 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another sunny, warm day with a high right around 85. You can get faster internet with more options and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
The area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
touch burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. Promised myself I wouldn't weep. But one more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep. There's no way out. This time I have really led myself. How to smile, make it somehow all seem worthwhile. How on earth did I get so jaded? Life's mystery seems so faded. I can go when no one else can go. I know when no one else knows. Here I am just a drowning in the rain with a ticket for the runaway train.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Wednesday morning. As I'm looking outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios, the sun is starting to come up. A few clouds in the sky. Pretty quiet in downtown Baraboo yet, but going to be a beautiful summer morning out there, to say the least. It's shorts weather, in case anyone is asking. Let's take a quick look at that weather forecast. Today we have a slight chance of showers this morning. Sunny, a high of 86. Tonight it will be partly cloudy with a low of 62. Tomorrow we have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, mostly sunny with a high of 82. Thursday night, shower and thunderstorm chances continue, mostly cloudy with a low of 58. On Friday, we have a slight chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high of 77. On Saturday, we do see those shower and thunderstorm chances continue throughout the day. Partly sunny, a high of 78. On Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms as well. Partly sunny again, a high of 78. Currently, it is 61 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building and the Max FM studios. And You know, everyone likes a good pizza party, right? Well, New Haven, Connecticut broke the record for the world's largest pizza party on Friday. Guinness was there for it and confirmed it is now official. 4,525 people showed up and ate over 9,000 slices of pizza. Here are the attendees talking about the party and breaking the world's largest pizza party record in New Haven, Connecticut last week.
It's great energy to see the whole city come together. I feel like it's not often we get to connect with the New Haven community, but just seeing everyone here enjoying pizza, the pizza's amazing. The people are amazing. The energy's amazing.
I think I've never felt more love from a community ever. This was all love, all pizza, and we built something historical here today. We got the world's largest pizza party because everybody came out.
There's like all these people that are eating two pieces of pizza and downing some water, but it's for a great cause of putting New Haven yet again on the map as a pizza capital of the nation.
So yes, that was in New Haven, Connecticut, and they set the largest pizza party world record. Of course, you know what that has me thinking? They had 4,525 people. That would be roughly a third of the population of the city of Baraboo. Could we possibly beat that in the city of Baraboo and somehow have 9,001 slice of pizza to beat that Guinness World Record? Just saying, that one has me intrigued. And, you know, that would be kind of cool. Just put Baraboo on the map for a Guinness World Record. Of course, now I'm wondering, are we in the record books for anything in this area for Baraboo, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Wisconsin Dells? If you know the answer to that, text me. Let me know, 608-355-9970. Or you can always text in via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse. Tap on 99.7 Max FM and tap text. And if anyone has an idea of if we could accomplish this in the city of Baraboo, let me know. I am intrigued by this one, to say the least. Coming up, we're going to look at our community calendar. That is brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving something for the whole family? Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Dig into our legendary buffet with pizza, the country's best chicken, fresh salads, and desserts. We've got deals all week long. Kids Night Tuesday, Wing Night Thursday, and $12.99 buffet Monday through Wednesday from 2 to 4. And don't forget the Fun Zone Arcade. Great for the kids or the kid in you. Stop by 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, where food and family come together.
We've looked at some of the upcoming area events. Here's your Max FM community calendar. Baraboo Area Senior Citizens Organization will be hosting a brat sale. This will be Saturday, September 20th at Fresh Market, 935 8th Street in Baraboo. Enjoy delicious brats, hot dogs, burgers, and more. Basco brat sale from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Fresh Market, September 20th. Learn more at booseniors.org. It's time again for Baraboo Oktoberfest. This will be happening at Circus World in Baraboo. Get a taste of Bavarian culture and celebrate Wisconsin's German roots. Live music, German cuisine, Oktoberfest-style beer is going to all be on tap. Wonderful entertainment kicks off at 3:30. It's $10 in advance at the Chamber of Commerce or $12 at the door. Again, this is September 20th from 3 until 9 p.m. Oktoberfestbaraboo.com for all the details. And make sure to mark those calendars for September 27th. It is Sauk County Clean Sweep. Opportunity for homeowners, agricultural enterprises, and businesses to dispose of hazardous products and items that pose environmental risks, such as pesticides and toxic cleaning products. There'll also be fees to collect some electronic items and appliances, as well as tires. This is all happening at the old Sauk County landfill. All the details on what is accepted can be found by checking out their Facebook page. Just visit Sauk County Clean Sweep on Facebook. Again, this is September 27th from 8 a.m. until noon. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Contact State Farm agent Chris Stanton to bundle and save today.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
99.7 FM. We walked the loneliest mile. We smile without any style. We kiss altogether wrong. No intention.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:48 on Wednesday morning. Hope everyone's having a great day so far. Don't forget the farmers markets happening in downtown Baraboo. 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. They're working on getting that set up right now. Also, we have our fall sale over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Get an extra 15% off everything in your cart. You just need to use the promo code FALL, F-A-L-L, when checking out to get an extra 15% off. Shop local and say big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Here's Michael Jackson on MaxFM.
They told him, don't you ever come around here. Don't want to see your face, you better disappear. The fire's in their eyes and their words are really clear. So beat it, just beat it. You better run, you better do what you can.
Can't,
so beat it. But you wanna be bad, just beat it.
Beat it, beat it. WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more than be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. I'm lonely, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home with you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
your head. If not for me, then you'd be dead. I picked you up, put you back on solid ground. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhuman might be kryptonite.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump and the First Lady being welcomed at Windsor Castle. That's the music for President Trump's second state visit. ABC's Mary Bruce, also in Windsor.
President Trump was here for an official state visit back in 2019, but it is an incredibly rare honor to have a second official visit like this, something not seen in modern times. But the UK, well aware that President Trump greatly enjoys and values these kinds of displays and that they can be a potent diplomatic tool.
Right now, they're in a carriage procession through Windsor. The 22-year-old man charged with murdering Charlie Kirk in court for the first time yesterday, Tyler Robinson, said to have been texting his roommate with whom